Streaming video for churches is more than just, well, streaming video. I mean, there's a lot more that works and what doesn't work when it comes to streaming. So today, I'm pulling from my own experience to share 5 game-changing tips for live streaming. Let's jump into it next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome to episode number 490 of the Church Solutions Podcast.
Steve Lacy.
Hey, Steve Lacy, how are you today?
Doing okay.
All right, good deal. We're at 490, 10 more episodes and we'll be at 500.
What do you know? What do?
We should celebrate.
Celebrate and have a party, kazoos and things like that.
Yeah, have a bunch of stuff in the background exploding on us. You know, we've done over 500 of these, but maybe what we ought to do is go back and show a couple of the old ones, some of the ones in the very beginning. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Maybe show a clip or something.
That would be good.
That would be kind of interesting.
The very first one was, I think, in my house, up in a bedroom.
In a bedroom, I think, on one of your futons.
Yeah.
You and I sitting nice and cozy together next to each other on a futon.
Yes.
We'll have to dig that up. You've got all those archives, right? You've got them somewhere.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I bet you have them somewhere. Yeah, we should show a clip. And for those just listening on audio, I'm sure you could even just play the audio part as well. Although the video would be interesting, that's for sure. All right.
Doesn't our podcast vault have everything in it?
Well, everything I had, I think I put it together. There may be some stuff that you have that I never got I don't know. We can look around and see.
I don't know if we recorded them because we were all live streaming them initially. So we might not.
Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, may have been live. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, well. All right. Well, anyhow, we'll get to that when we get to it because we're in September now. So we should be able to hit 500 by the end of the year, right? We do one a week usually. So it should be. Well, let's get down to business here. Before we talk about what we're going to talk about, we have, I think, a really nice webinar coming up. It's going to be September 23rd, and it's free. And it's the name of the webinar at this point is called Reach More People with Automated Instant Captioning and Translation. Did we get it long enough?
Yeah.
Reach More People with Automated Instant Captioning and Translation. This is actually hosted by Aberdeen Broadcast Services and StreamingChurch.tv. That's us. And it's really talking about how AI can really power captions and translations, right? And
yeah. I watched yesterday was the big Apple event. Mm-hmm. They have an event every year and they announce all their new wonderful. Yeah. You watched it?
No, I said you watched it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. The summary of it. Everything that happened in the event in 7 minutes.
Well, that's good.
Compliments of CNET, which is one of the people I watch. So anyway, yeah, it's like several hours long. So anyway, one of the things right along these lines, the new Apple earbuds. They're the most amazing thing ever. If you watch their thing, it's just it does everything under the sun. But one of the new features they introduced was instant translation.
Yes, I was very interested in that. I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, you did? You saw it? Huh?
Yeah. Well, I didn't see, again, to clarify, I didn't watch the event, but I saw a quick little
clip
thing specifically on the earpods or whatever they're called.
They had the lady walking into a shop in Mexico and she spoke English and the shop owner spoke Spanish. And so I guess it'll be interesting to hear because it's going to take a second to translate. And kind of turn down the volume of the person. You know, interesting. So anyway, this Aberdeen deal is more magic along those lines, instant translation. Closed captioning.
Exactly. So you can sign up for free. And even if you can't make a sign up because you'll get a recorded copy, just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. But we're going to talk about why accessibility matters more than ever today for churches, and how AI captioning and translation can actually work in real time. They're talking about 60 plus language options for captions and subtitles and auto dubbing.
And we're going to get a demo. So we're
going to get a live demo of the captions. And so, and here's the nice thing about it is everybody I think that shows up gets a free month. I think they get a free month of it. And at the very end, we're going to pick a winner who will actually get 3 months free. It's hard for me to say 3 free months.
Yeah.
The THs have always been a problem.
Check it out. So,
but the number three months free. So, hey, I mean, you can't beat that, right?
Well,
so
sign up at
webinar.
Up.
Yeah, webinar.streamingchurch.tv. You do have to show up for that. And there's be live Q&A. So you can ask these guys. Matt Cook is the guy that's the head of the whole deal. There'll be other guys involved too. But there'll be some Q&A. And they've been around for a long time. They've been serving churches for a long time. They're a good group of guys. And we're excited about this. So September 23rd, mark your calendar, 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, right.
A little different. Some of our webinars have been like 12 Eastern time. This is 2 p.m. Eastern time. And again, just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv and you can sign up and hopefully you can come. If you can't, at least you'll get a recorded copy. So yeah, it'll be good. My wife was seeing that thing about the Apple earbuds or whatever they're calling them. And the translating that, and she goes, that would be interesting to wear when she goes get her nails done.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yes.
All right. So as you know, and I guess some people know, that I started doing ministry stuff back in the dark ages, back in the late 70s. Guy I started with actually recently died back in 4th Avenue in Tucson, Arizona. And I was an associate pastor, was an executive pastor. Of course, I was in Christian broadcasting part of that time as well. I eventually became a senior pastor. And then when I came back here to Tucson after starting a church in Kansas, came back here and came on staff at your church again. I was there the first time, but I came back again as the church online pastor. And so I've always embraced technology as much as I could, even in the 70s. And that's one of the reasons I like working with streamingchurch.tv here. That's us. We're the ones that produce Church Solutions Podcast because I like helping churches use technology and using things that will help them. So I thought it would be good to talk about five things churches need to know about streaming.
Yeah. So five things that I don't know if I need to know, but these are the most important elements.
I think they need to know it.
Yeah.
You can disagree with me though. Wait, hold on. Let me look outside. The sky is blue.
No. Nope.
What do you think? Sorry. Is it blue or gray?
Yes. We're going to go over these five things. Let's get into it.
Are you sure there's five here? Might want to double check that because I could be wrong. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. So let's go over those five things here. So the first thing I put, and we've touched on this before. And by the way, if you're keeping score at home, I always like to say that. We have a blog, and it's streamingchurch.tv/blog. So you want to go look that up, you can. The notes are here, at least as they are right now. We may change them after Steve's done with this. But, you know, we may have to change it. But the first one I put down was focus on quality content. not just production. You agree with that or not?
I agree. I mean, I went through these. I thought this was very well done.
So, you know, there used to be this thing on TV. I don't know what station it was on. Was it on CNN? Where they had the two guys that would sit at a desk and one would agree and the other one would point counterpoint. It was point counterpoint is what the name of the show was. Do you remember that?
Not really.
One guy would say something, the other guy would disagree with him.
So that's my job.
So you agree with me.
I agree. And so this focus on quality content, not just production, because it doesn't really matter the production level. I think we've learned that over the years. I mean, yeah, it may be a little easier to watch, but it comes across more authentic. And if you've got good quality content, you know, what you're saying is interesting and people can use it and they can take it home and apply it to their life. That's much more important than that your flesh tones look just right on the camera or that there's...
It took me 12 years to get this right. It took me 12 years to get my flesh tones to look good. So you had to say that, didn't you? But anyhow, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because your flesh tones are so much better than my flesh tones. I'm jealous. I'm envious.
Well, you know. Let's not get into skin cancer here.
My youngest son has my flesh tones as well. And as you get older, that's what I was told before we went on the air. I said, I look like I'm dead. Look like death. So where Phil looks like a healthy young man.
I have a healthy young man.
Yes. So anyway.
I do have the dermatologist that we both see. And he always says, man, he goes, you never age. I've seen him for years. And he walks in. His name's Dwayne, right? And he walks in and he goes, hey, you look great. You look like you never age. Then he said, I'm like that other guy, Steve Lacy. He looks really old.
He looks like he's All right. Yes.
All right. So much for the comedy show. But the truth is, you're right. It's quality content that matters. And you should try to improve your production as you can. But, you know, really, it's all about, you know, really connecting with people. And there was one thing that I added here, which I thought you would be proud of. And that is, you know, you also need to understand what your goals are and who you're trying to target, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
What I was going to say, I think all of the people that are now or that have become big time, they started with the quality content.
Yeah.
And I think the production quality followed just because their ministries got so big that they could just afford to do it. But it started with a message that people wanted to hear.
Yes.
And resonated with people. So that's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Focus on the quality content, not just production, which I guess you're going to do anyway. You're holding service whether you're streaming or not. So,
well, you should be. But then also, you know, a little sub point here is, you know, part of that quality content has to do with, you know, make sure you're hitting your target, right? I mean, you want to reach people. You want to have goals and reach people and target those people and where they're at. And then I also put a link in the blog to our good friend Graham Spencer's website, and that website is called, I can't remember what it is now. It's called mediamentoring.net. So if you want to learn a little bit more how to target, you know, your audience, and if you're actually on target, if you're actually doing something that's really, you know, fitting what your target is and what your goals are, I would definitely encourage you to go there.
Yeah. All right. So number two on our list, and we emphasize this a lot too.
Yeah. We did this last week, I think, didn't we? Prioritize audio above all else. Yes. Prioritize your audio. So, check out last week's blog, blog.streamingchurch.tv or streamingchurch.tv/blog. Or if you want a bonus point here, do you know what the third link is to our blog?
No.
You don't know? Newmediaministries.tv.
Oh, there we go.
That was the old
one.
We did renew
that domain.
It points to that blog. So, yeah. So we talked a lot about audio last week. It really is important. I mean, people they're going to tolerate, you know, maybe somebody not the lighting not being perfect, or maybe a little blurry at times, but they're not going to stick around at all if they can't understand what you're saying. Or the illustration I used last week or 2 weeks ago was, they're not going to stick around if they can't understand, if the audio is overdriven.
It ties into point. Ties into point one. Yeah. Quality content.
Exactly.
If you have quality content going and you can't understand it, then you don't have quality content.
Yeah. So a few things to consider here, you know, invest in good microphones. I mean, really invest in good microphones and then, you know, this is something that people fail to do quite often. I feel bad is test the audio before you go live, test your microphones. If the microphone's not in the right place, depending on the microphones and, you know, depending on what's going on. I mean, you have your musicians with their microphones, but your speaker, you know, if they don't have a good lapel mic or whatever it is they're using is not good or is not working right or the connection's bad or there's a lot of static or something goofy is going on, it just takes away from the whole experience.
Yeah, I agree. Audio's number one. All right, number three. So we got focus on quality content, prioritize audio above all else.
Yeah.
And then choose the right platform.
Choose the right platform.
Is that our word? Is that my word? Or is that... Because I always talk about our streaming church platform.
I call it that. I call it video chat. I call it video chat platform.
But we had to rename it for the admin panel. Because one of our teammates was saying, everyone refers to it as the streaming page. So it is called streaming page on our new admin panel. Which everybody should check out. That's right.
We have a new admin panel. Yeah. So if you're a customer of streamingchurch.tv, you have a choice. But here's the deal. You got to go with the streamingchurch.tv and log in on the streamingchurch.tv page, homepage. So you got to go up there to the kind of towards the upper right and log in there. Some people bookmark stuff and sometimes the bookmarks fail.
You bookmarked the legacy one. So yes.
We do have a new admin control panel that's out there.
Get into it and never get around. I'm like, oh, this is so much cleaner. So
yeah, it is. At first glance, it looks kind of the same because the colors are the same, but it's definitely a lot cleaner. And so, so log in to streamingchurch.tv and then there's a login up there in the menu. That's the one you want to click. And then you can choose the legacy one or the new one and choose the new one. And let us know if there's, you know, a problem with it. But yeah, so platform. You know, again, there's other platforms out there. There's YouTube, there's Facebook, very common ones. I think you can do it on TikTok, but you got to have a lot of followers on TikTok. I mean, a ton of them, I think. And you got to pay for it if you want to do it on X, which is formerly known as Twitter. I mean, and somebody had a stat out there. Was it you saying there's a stat that, over 80% of churches or close to 80% of churches are streaming on YouTube or Facebook, right?
Did you say that? Yeah, I think it was between 60 and 80 using one of the free social platforms stream.
And we've done podcasts and blogs and webinars on that. And look, we're not against that, but there's pros and cons to it. And if you don't know what we're talking about, just go to our blog and do a search or something, you know, because you're going to get There's good stuff and there's not so much good stuff when you use the free ones. And obviously we're streamingchurch.tv, right? We're a paid service. So we'd love it if you tried us and paid for us. We could certainly, you know, tell you all our benefits, but that's not the reason. That's not the purpose of today's podcast. But we have a very interactive platform and we have great analytics and we have automatic follow-up features. If we can blow our own horn here. You need to really understand these different platforms that are out there, the pros and the cons.
Yep. That's true. Make your choice. All right. So, we've got number four on our list. So that three was choosing the right platform. And this is goes back to kind of a pet peeve, I guess, right? Next one is make it easy to find and watch.
So what we mean by that is if somebody is new to your church, or maybe they're new in the community, or they're thinking about going to church and all that stuff, and they're going to try to find you online, and they're going to get to your website. Hopefully your website's up to date, looks fairly decent. And then the next thing they're going to do is they're going to see if they can find your live stream or at least your archives. And we, over the years of doing this, as long as we have, constantly run into this, like, where's their stream? Where's it at? I can't find it. Where's it at? And you look and you can't find it. So it's a problem that many churches seem to have a struggle with, and that is they just don't get it out there, and so it's not easy to find the live stream.
I think a lot of churches probably fall into the trap that they're the ones putting the website together. So they're kind of got a mindset around, well, what would I want to see? What do I need to see on the website? And so the stuff that they may want to emphasize would not be the same things that someone brand new that doesn't know your church would want to be able to get. So, and there's lots of people out there and good advice for how to kind of optimize your website. Or the hot trend, it's been for a while, is the whole event plan. What do they call it? What's it called? The
plan your visit.
The whole plan your visit stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Plan your visit. It's been around now for a number of years, and I could see that. That's a good little thing. So, get it out there. Make sure your stream is easy to find, wherever it's at, make sure it's easy to find. Don't hide it from people. Promote the link or promote the page that it's on. Make it really clear, a good clear call to action. Watch live, that's a good description of, this must be the live service, not something else that may not be quite as clear or, and then, obviously you offer recordings, offer your, if you can have live video on there, great. If you can have recorded video, that's great. Or at least little snippets of it. And even audio clips aren't bad. I mean, you can have audio's better than nothing, So it gives people a good understanding or an idea of what your church is like, what your service is like. And it will definitely help you reach people when you're trying to reach people and connect with people. Hopefully you are.
Exactly. All right. Then our last point is
engage with your audience. So again, a struggle that many churches seem to have, and that is, in our friend Kenny Jong talks about, some churches just do a cut and paste. They just throw the video up there and there's no engagement. There's no action. There's no interaction. So it's live streaming is not just about broadcasting. It's about building community. It's about acknowledging your viewers. If you have live chat on your streaming platform, you should have a host, church online pastor, or whatever you want to call the person. But somebody should be there to engage with people who are watching live in the chat, even if they don't necessarily respond. At least saying hello is out there. A prayer request, having private prayer, lots of different things you could use. And of course, as we've said before, if you're the person standing at the pulpit, it's kind of an old word to use, isn't it? Standing on the platform, you're the one speaking. Make sure you engage the people online. If you're streaming online, make sure you engage them as well. You have people in the congregation, you probably engage a little bit, but also remember there's people online watching. So mention that, mention them, thanks for watching online today. We're glad you're here. You could even take it an extra step or two in the middle of your message, when you ask somebody to repeat a verse, or when you ask for an amen or something like that, bring the online audience into it. You too, watching online, let's hear it from you. Something like that draws people in who are watching from either their mobile device or their home or something.
Yeah, and this kind of ties into one of the other I guess I'll call it cardinal sins that churches or organizations make. And we got in this problem with our church as well. And it's you don't want people showing up digitally and trying to engage and realizing that there's nobody home. So, you know, we'll have that. We've had that where we'll have a social media page or a, this page or that page, or even, you know, as a church, you want to have a Google business set up and somebody comes in and gives a 1-star review, you know, and rants and raves and nobody responds, you know, no one says anything. So some other people come and they see that and they go, wow, these guys are either just really lazy or out to lunch or just don't believe in this environment. And it just, it communicates so much to everybody that you just don't care, you know? And so that not engaging online, not replying to posts on your social platform, not dialoguing, you know, others come along and they'll see that. I mean, the most obvious one is on the live stream and they go in and they start chatting and nobody says anything. You're like, oh, wow. Okay. I guess I'm the only one here, you know, so I don't want to talk to myself. So I'm going to go find some place where I can find some better community. So anyway, that's my little tidbit for the day.
I think you're spot on. You're right on.
We had a third party come in at our church and begin to review some of our things. And we were so guilty, you know, it was like, wow, look at this. Oh, that was 6 weeks ago that they asked this question about, you know, can I bring my 14-year-old son, you know, or you know, whatever it was. And it had been out there for, you know, 6 weeks without a response. Not only the person that had posted it never got a response, so they definitely didn't bring their 14-year-old kid, but everyone that went to the site go, wow, that's a question no one ever answered. I guess nobody really cares here. So
we don't want 14-year-old kids here.
Yeah, whatever the, I can't remember. There were several.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
If you're going to participate digitally, which I think a lot of, you know, churches will say, yeah, that's probably a good idea, then you need to participate digitally. Or it's probably better to not participate or not have
not
a digital presence at all.
Right, exactly.
Showing a ghost town of a... Actually, there was a business I was trying to chase down that I had worked with before, and it just... All signs were like, they're done. You know, and all digital signs were, they're done. So I assume they're done. So they may be
still
arriving going, why aren't people coming around anymore?
Interact with your people, engage your audience live and on social media and everything else, be a part of it. And, we actually offer an AI web host, which we would recommend people use. Although we will say this, that you should still have a web host that's a real person involved as well. But the AI web host that we offer, you could use if you wanted to. It's an option you could use if you stream with streamingchurch.tv. It does tend to stimulate some interaction, and it doesn't hallucinate anymore. Or at least it doesn't hallucinate as it used to. I don't know. Have you heard anything negative about it lately?
No, it's been good. We found that once we introduced this, that we tracked some churches prior to that and then after that, and just the participation level just goes up when somebody's there constantly responding and participating. It's easy. You just set a checkbox and go, let's try this for a minute.
Yeah. And the AI web host is no longer doing mushrooms, and so it's not hallucinating anymore. So,
yes, and all right. It knows your church and your background. It knows the context of what's going on. And
all right.
It's doing a good job.
So something to do. So you know, take a look at this stuff, folks. 5 things every church should know about streaming. Maybe doesn't need to know, but should know. Give us some feedback on it. I do a little self-glossing here myself, but I'm not the only one around here that has ministry experience. Michael Gray's been involved in ministry for years. You've been involved. maybe not on staff, Steve, but you've been involved in lots of leadership meetings and board meetings, and you're involved as a volunteer in your church doing these things. And so, yeah, and we have other people here too. So you know, we're here to help. That's really the bottom line. As we goof around here a little bit, but we are serious about what we do. And if we can help your church in any way, please let us know, and we'll do what we can. So the little tone went off that says Mike's going out to lunch, which means you're not too far behind. So I will let you go, Mr. Steve Lacy.
Sounds good.
And folks, thank you for watching or listening to the Church Solutions Podcast. Be sure and sign up for our webinar. It's coming up, and you just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv, and you can see some of our past webinars as well, all designed to help you and your church and your ministry. So I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.